No, oh, this is three times. Okay. Got it. Talk about impermanence.
Shoot, you said you. Not this one.
What are we on now? Oh, yeah. Nishitashir, what?
We did it, yeah. About the new do never call a cigar. Do Jagger send in the Kiwa than Jibani cigara? Young dog never has an attendant, my cigara. Do Jagger send in num pension matures, do Jagger send in Kiwa, never Jiba Gawas in the shake door? That under daily Kiwa, Jibani cigar, never than Jibani cigar. Never did they at the door, Jibasi Jibra. So can you lend you do never day? Rangune tube suji kewa da rangune tube suji jiba sna lenji ne tu ye yo mare no o ke de ne ba mida da si do ne ba de mida ba de da duje ge chen ne ba de da jibe mida ba ni bu de si go ra lenji ngo bo la yo na se tu chi do ngo bo chi li ya yo ba yin na se pum ba do ma me do chi li yo ba yin na si go ra mida lo ba ren gyu wa am se ya na ne ba chun ba gyu Yanane mida bade law ne te tu mare jigba de regi mare yanane ko ne se ya de tsubare ndure ne bade yong mare jigre ko re yanane ne tsubare ne tu yo mare jigba yeso ya manane mida bade law ba yi ne ba me se jigre mare ni ga yong sing mare se do ke des de ba nyam do lo ya yo de
so then we're now on the verse 274 on page 323 of the book, it's refuting that both exist together, that both inherently existent duration, right, and impermanence can exist together simultaneously. If things have duration and impermanence together, either it is wrong that things are impermanent because there's inherently existent duration, then it couldn't possibly be any impermanence. So then it would be wrong that there was impermanence. Or duration is a fallacy, or this idea of inherently existent duration is wrong. Like, you get two ideas there.
This one.
Ah, it's
different. Medube, Medaba, the Lenji do Nobola, Tachi do Yuber Kelenasido. Never said him over to Duba de la Signora. Dutuba. Never said it, Dubarava.
No, Dubarava.
Done the company, and they done the dead, they used to Dubarava.
No.
Jigba said him, Medaba de la.
No.
Dwyer de la, called Madame Stay, Madame Shandava, Dubarava.
No.
Oh, Chesum. Never done, Medaba, and Yemdo Ne, Medi Shayura, Tama de Tunda, and then Deva Yura.
No.
Kede. Oh, that's it. Yeah, yeah. Kede ngobo tebe neba midagba na sero. Kede ngobo tebe neba medube midagba da lhenji du ngobo la tachik du yeba kele na sikdua. Tan neba da jiba nyibudisi nanda. Ne medube da medube nyibisi yora. Oh, lhenji du neba kele na sikdua. Ngobo midagba yinba logbar njuro amse. Tangma den rosa meda logbar jura am sigdwa ngo bo meda ba de mai se go sigre se de ba de kena ne ba yena de ba re meda ba mai se wora ya na rang shin ji ne ba chun ba ge ya na rang shin ji ne ba yin se rang ne ju ge su ji ne ba yin se de chun ba re re se wora rang ne ju ge su ne ba na rang ge ne wora rang ge ne tu ba ma de shen ji ji ba sigdwa se yo na du je chun ba la ti ni len ji do ne ba rang ge ngo bo Tindubla she didn't do a mesido. Oh, do jet subalia, neba, deba, dan medeba, and neba than jiba nibude, and then Rangone tribet sulia, Niganyam do you ever take my risk?
Right,
Subala, Tinil Henji do neba, Ranging over Tindubla, she didn't do a mesido. The Batuba Nobula, Tininiga to Yonshing Madden over Chictoria.
No. The characteristics of products are concomitant with one another. Okay, if Thus, if one accepts that the duration of a thing's existence and the impermanence of existence are simultaneously of one nature with a thing, either it is wrong that these things are impermanent, or else inherent duration is a fallacy. If one accepts that, so when we're talking about duration, we're talking about a thing remaining, right? That it's somehow remaining. If we're talking about impermanence, we're talking about it not remaining, right? So then remaining and not remaining, you couldn't have existing together in one thing, right? So then, so one of the things has to be wrong. These two can exist in false products, which do not exist as they appear, but they cannot be a common locus in truly existent functional things. So if something is truly existent the way it, you know, if there's some kind of truly existent, there's a quality of them being truly existent, impermanent things, then there's no way that they can coexist. Because it's that idea, you know, it's either staying, they're staying or not staying, you know. They can't be both staying and not staying.
Jigbare ko jigi jigi degi yor mado ko pe manji beje degi yor mati na tagba rendu ke ji ji juro majim den tagba rendu yor na ko di inde ko tenjin de bar jwala ko yo bade ke sam nyen ne jigi yor ko jigi 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 jin den 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 yong yor mado ne se je majur je ta da de as yo mare mara jo nge khas le ba nam ka nam chi chala re sa yo ge na ne sa ga jur de ne as de be ma majim beje du chi de ji degi maro yong yong bar ba ta yin ko nam ka de de re se chu ji jin ko ni ko chi se ge yor ba ma jo ti na shi jo ma ko ka na ya ke ne ju jin ke sa de ne ko ju gi ju gi jin du yor ra sa ten ji de ban jo ala ko ne ba sha sho go re ji ba sha sho yor re Ranguna Juba in a never in a never the top channel, Rangon to Nan in Jigba the old to the money. Jigba the Jigba Jigba, no coin Jigba, they were a never country, Ranguna to the never country. Oh, did it?
So then, if you examine this, we're talking about how basically it's impossible for things to have some kind of inherently existent duration. Okay. And, so, if it's if you posit things as being dependent arisings, okay, then duration is possible and disintegration is possible. As a dependent arising, then coming into existence, if you say a thing that's a future thing, it's going to come into existence, then it's undergoing a constant sequence or chain of transformation before it becomes the thing it is, right? And then it can't possibly stay for a second moment. If it stays for a second moment, if it somehow, when it becomes whatever, you know, whatever it is, when it becomes a shoot or whatever you want to call it, a sprout, then it can't possibly stay for for a second moment, if it stays for a second moment, then it would be permanent. But and then you couldn't establish it as being as disintegrating, as you know, yeah, disintegrating or coming to an end. But because it's a dependent arising, then it's constantly undergoing a process of change. It's always in flux, and there's never any you know, staying from one moment to the next. Now the idea of you know, it's like something falling from the sky, right? We say if something, you know, falls from a height, and we say at that time it's falling, right? But actually, it's constantly undergoing a process of change. In the dependent arising, we can call that, you know, we can call that duration or state, you know. But there's no possible time when it's the same from one moment to the next. And whereas in this idea of inherent existence, then there's this idea that somehow it's staying from one moment to the next, and that's basically in this discussion that's been shown to be impossible.
No, yeah, and deep alone,
no.
Dāng yīpān dēbā tēmbē tūpjī kāwā, dāng dēbā tēngjī dōgā tē sōngzān dēbē tūdī rāngwē nē chūgā yō rē sīk yō rō yāng. Yīpān dēbē tēmbē tūpjī kāwā nē sīk lō, kē tī tūdī rāngwē nē chūgā yō rē sī rāng shīng chūgā. Kā rē sī nāng dūjī dēbē tēngjīn dēbē tūyī bēs, dēbē tūdī yō bē sīr sīk yō rā. Kā rē sī nāng dēbē tūdī rāngwē nē mē nā, ānī chī sū ngā kīwā ngā mā dīndē chē shā sāng tēngjī yōng kūdō wā sīk yō rā. Kē tī tī mē nā dāng dēbē tū nā Dīdān dīdā bū kiawā lāngba shidū gyurdu ñamdu tēmba mīsī bān gyuru shenās. Tā tūndā dēbē tū rāngwini yuwa rīti mēnā dēbē tū dīngā dīndē dīndē shiyo sam chēngi duwā sīgi wā rā kachīgi. Tā tīli yā tū tīndrūb yuwa rīti tēlā yā ngīngbū chūngsē jāng mē duwasā. Kērā tū tīndrūb yuwa rīti dēbē chīng sāngē tū tīngi tānda chī chēngi yuwa chēsina tīli ngīngbū kāi kē yuwa mā rī shē rā. Tēmba nē ñam sū ñuwa tūngla mīk bāyā tēmba sē tē ngē mā chīgi Seba ji tong, ane chi su, ta ti du tende chung suwa samsa chi su chengi yuwa re sik yuwa ra. Ti yindu ku, di ngayobu dindwa, tungsi ngayobu mena shi, lar ya sem ki mien ten na sik yuwa. Chamba se de ngar tungsi be ngayobu de, lar ya chi su yoda yuwa ma re, ku de yuwa ma re. Yina lar ya kiwa nga me, tuhla mi kwe sem kiwa mien ya se, nima tong na shi ji yuwa ji, nima yuwa de tada de yuwa, seba ji tong ma re sik yuwa ra. Yīnā kōrā ngē ngē mā tīndē chēmī sāmbi tōng dēgī dō sāmbi wā rēs wā rā. Tātā wē yūdār tōng wā sā, tātā ngā zū chōg zū tōng nā shīn chē ngā ngē mā tīndē chēmī yī sāmbi sēbī chē tōng wā rā. Yīnā tī kō ngē mē tī tēngi mī sēwā chitā kā sū sū sāmbi yā, sū ngē rī chī nā ngē tēngi wā rā mā tō, ngō nē tōng wā tēngi dī Nye ma tinte chepi nye sam tante tenki yore tante tonga na shin re de nye me tinte dosara yo marwa. Tenpa she cha logba ye che, deko logba. Nye ma tenpa de tante tenpa na shitaka de yo marwa sikora. Tuyen la logba kona chung siti, tuyen de logba re sikora. Tenpa she che we yu mingzhu dabu, mingzhu tonga na shin re. Tsun she logba ye tuyen la yu jen tenpa, tu she logba kona chunga re sikora. Yenge ye se ko jan debe yu jen ye tenpa. Tenjin drepan chungwa selwa meji nga zube debe tenpa kitu yore tenjin drepan chungwa la songsara tenki yore ina di sama tujin drelne nama chima kanka chi drelne ya tenki yore mado rangu ne trube duji yore tsu korang korang tsu yonge drel tinte yore mado sige wara tenjin drepan chungwa selwa meji su kakba meji sige wara kelingi su nga zube rangu la ngebar kelingba yin osin debe tenki yore Tātāwā dēvā sē kāngā kēr lēngi, tēnjī dēpār jūwā nā kāngā rūngu rē, chēnā rāngu nē yōsā nā, tī rūngu mā rē sī kārā,
o
tī pār dēlā shā.
So then, if we read through the last verse here, in its commentary, the it's talking about refuting proof based on the memory of the past. So the assertion here of the realists is that time exists because there is past time depending on past products. Time exists, whenever they say it, means it exists inherently or in its own right, independently. If that were not so, it would be impossible to remember past rebirths, thinking that one was this and that in the past, you know, just being able to remember what one was in a past lifetime. I did this and I did that. So then here, the answer, this proof of time's true existence is also without the slightest substance. Memory focuses on an object which one has experienced. It means that it's something that's already been experienced, it's already passed. And so the verse goes, things seen do not reappear, nor does awareness arise again. If you take those first two lines, that's what's treated here in the first sentence. Thus, things seen previously do not reappear later. It's not like they're somehow reappearing. And though awareness observing objects belonging to a past rebirth, does not occur again, you can't have the same awareness, right, you had previously. Memory arises, you're able to remember, with a sense of seeing as one sees present objects. It seems just as clear as your present observations of what is present with you. And the next two lines say that thus memory is in fact deceived with regard to a deceptive object. Memory, which is in fact mistaken and deceived, arises in relation to a so-called remembered object, which is false and deceptive, like an optical illusion. It seems to have some kind of inherent existence, but in fact, it's not. And it's like an optical illusion, I guess. It seems real, but it's not. I've never seen it that way. Like a hallucination is what we usually do. So then, that's what an optical illusion is. However, we do not deny that memory focusing on past objects arises dependently. There is this dependent arising of memory based upon past objects. It's just that it's that's certainly clearly accepted in our own system. And so it's not like we're not denying memory, but we're just saying that that there is no inherently existent, past object. You know, there's no inherently existent past that somehow you're accessing, right? Mm-hmm. So what's being said here? When we talk about a sprout, then when all the causes of bringing about a sprout exist there together, all the causes and conditions, and the sprout hasn't quite grown, right, hasn't shot up, then we call that the future sprout. That's the future sprout. Yeah, that's the future sprout, or the future, yeah, the future sprout. Yeah, or the sprout to be is another way to put it.
Oh yeah, that is when you get the sun and you get rest, so na, when you go to that house, you go, get sun, that when you get that rest, you go.
Yeah.
But then you go, carry, chala, carry, drive, carry, then go, you get the sun, you go, you get the sun, so na, go, drive, the magic, so na, get you go,
right?
Yeah. The get sun, then that house, that is when you go.
So then, when those causes and conditions are complete, okay, they have to go undergo processes of transformation, and then it's the same with anything, okay? It's not just sprouts, but we're talking about sprouts, okay? So then all those causes and conditions undergo a process of transformation, and then the sprout is going to arise, okay? It's not like it can't arise at that time. Just when the conditions and the causes are all complete, then the sprout arises, okay? And that we call the present sprout, okay? Duration, right, of time, right, but in relationship to disintegration, right, just when things disintegrate or become the past, when the sprout becomes a past sprout, there's two ways of looking at it, okay? One is that in the second moment, a sprout basically can't stay the same from one moment to the next. It's got to change. And so then in the second moment, it's not the same sprout it was in the first moment, right? So then that we can consider it's the past sprout, you know, the sprout of the second moment. Or, you know, it sort of has a continuity of process of disintegration that it seems like when it becomes yellow, or you know, when it yellows and fades or whatever, then that's the past sprout. You could look at it both ways, but the other one, the momentary change, is just this. You know, there's a constant process of disintegration going on while the sprout is there. Okay, and so it's never the same sprout.
No, didn't do my razo. Dude, some of them do re, so some of them can go loose, chit, some of them do. Midagma de carcere. Give a day a watch, do that gang ya so and go chick reg or a sui or a do that gang snare. Do that gang ya coach and the sun, durechi, ya chew and do. Give a day a watch, get that gillu de redan, relu de co, do you saw the share sona? And the coin jig by the shing yard and you're ready. Durashing yora. Durashing is any midagwadi, oh, tango the nibble medicine, midagwad shing yora. Midagwadi, I watch a shing sona and a chichu, rangwin a tongba serab. Rangshin, you couldn't rangwash a name with Judinki carriages, Russia, some Nazu, Shingilomas, Havaja to Kigdua, Yaya Kigdu, Mama Kigdu, the Kokoranke, do your maro. A dinner she, Tarcho, the Jinako, you are Havaja. Yogi says, you didn't send to your children, call and give your mara. Narazo, she sent me some Lutachi, Mabu Lagar, she was the Rawans and the Chigis and your mara. You didn't share was a liturgy and the Chigua. She's the call Rawan, Dani Mava, the Shin, Lavuara.
So then, if we understand production well, okay, then we can understand disintegration, or we can understand impermanence. If we understand how things come about and dependence upon a constant transformation of causes and conditions, then we can understand that they can't stay a second moment, and we understand then impermanence. And then once we understand that everything is subject to constant change of causes and conditions, then we can understand that nothing can exist in its own right, okay? That it can't somehow have its own power to stay, you know? That it that it somehow can exist, you know, the same from one moment to the next. And then if we look at how things then are under something else, it's just like leaves in the fall, you know, they just blow around. They're always under the power of something else moving them around. If we understand that, then we can understand this, that we have this kind of lack of inherent existence or lack of ability to, you know, stand on our own or be self-existent.
Rigbe samlutan nge she she nye suna, ane che kumbrava de. Degan sem sha, ane ting one re suna, ane sem lingyurwa da, lingyurwa nruwa de yungu ara. Angarang si chik te sasa ne, yuk sha ne, te ke yunga yomara.
So then, if we then, you know, take time, right? Take time. Time is this constant process of change. If we look at it as somehow self-existent, that there's some kind of, you know, self-existent thing that's future, or self-existent thing that's past, or self-existent thing that's present, then it's very hard to maintain that such a thing could exist. Okay, but if we look at it as a dependent arising, the past. The all three times, future, present, and past, are dependent, or interdependent, if you like, or dependent upon one another, or that they are an imputation they're imputed to some kind of a basis of imputation, or designated to some kind of a basis. Okay, if we look at time in that way, then time can be established, right? And what we come to understand is kind of like, through this process, then is of things undergoing a constant state of being in flux and constantly changing. And then what this is it becomes something that we can meditate on and become more and more certain about. The idea is that you have to induce some kind of certainty, you know, that you about that this is the way things are. And so if you just sort of listen to, you know, what we're saying or read about it, and then don't think about it and try and bring it up as an object of meditation, then you won't come to any kind of certainty about it. But if you constantly bring it up and then remain with that focus on your conclusion about things being impermanent and momentary, and then continue with that, then you will be able to induce some kind of certainty about things being in this, you know, existing in this way.
No, then do that. Do it in the way.
Yes.
Do you do it?
No, do it. Sumdan Tuba Dagan Yorwa.
That's
Yorwa.
No, not George Jenna.
Maybe one or two questions is okay. I think, Lou, did you want to ask your question you had?
Well, you were talking about the duration of time, which is what I was thinking, but also when you talk about this constant change and everything being in flux in the past, present, future, where exactly do we exist as this entity of self that accumulates the karmic debt that has to be paid in this timeline that we're accumulating? Where do we stand? Where do we stand back from all of this? Is this accumulated at a point? And then this manifestation of Lou that is here right now at this moment is really the same but separate from that entity that accumulates the karma that we travel through time with?
Good. The midapa that hagogyo did in kechi reva la gyogi gyogi jogyo de. Ini ang atsa dakti atsa na dak kansa de kawa yo de de kanga gyogi jogyo de then in namyan kasa chipa negyo de yegi negyo ma de then in kandres Kansati Kandres Degi do then it gyud and drebu sak kasa sak gode nagan yong gode sak dan yong gode then it kawa do the chilo la yode then nyam di
yode
Kandres do
ode tati ko keji keji ke jig du yora then kansa sen sokbo chi yora sokbo chi chi zu ne kandi bo de sokbo chi dwa then za da ning da le ge jing ge mang bo chi dwa di je ne sem yora and the chorwa du ga chi ya bo du du bu du sam je chorwa dwa phumbu nga yora phumbu nga de jel de de yora phumbu nga de le ten ne de wa nyu dung ye nyu le yakbo che dubo che nge chi che de gdwa sobo da sem da tozo gu yakbo che de dubo che de kansa gu yakbo che dubo che uli shaa gora che za tenjin de bra jonga se tezo le tenjin de ne dawa da dunghe nyonge chi nyong de gyo ra ku kechi kechi jigi yor de nyong de gyo ra ki gyun di yor ra gyun se de ku nyugi 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 chi yong gora kena lo de re ode nyugi 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 zogu 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 do yor ra ina ku gyun di yor zang anzu chi da lo togu yor de togu yor ra sa ku kechi kechi de de gyur gyo de ku gyun jik ya lega chingi chigi 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 do de gyo ra gyun di yor becha ne Java di le saya na kewa tuwe sedi yungu yora. Ne jiri de ade pumbu nga ka de jik degi yora. Tenji debara juwa samla ta nga dewa dunghe nyonghe jing duwa samguru ma to ta nga de yu sam tenye rige chi yo marwa. Di mewa di kasi nga rangwe ne me esi yora. Nga rangwe ne nu sobo pasha, sem pasha nga rangyun diri esi chi zene nye esi yora. Di mewa di chesu ta mewa asu tongba nye esi yora. Mereus ni orang retention depan cuma sama lah dewan yang gitu orang tunggu yang gitu orang golis itu nak kira, ini hoci dua corang yang gitu dua, kau kena kau gitu orang retention depan cuma sama
syarikat. So we have to talk about the person as being a dependent arising. That there's this constant process of you know momentary transformation of the body, you know, the body, that's constantly things are going on inside our body and our minds and feeling this and feeling that and constantly in a process of change. And in that process of change, then we're experiencing the effects of our actions and we're creating new karma and so forth in a constantly, you know, unfolding, dependent, interdependent, you know, what do you say, relation of body and mind, and then we call that person, you know, based upon, you know, the body and the mind, we call that person, and that person is, you know, experiencing happiness or, you know, collecting good karma or whatever. It holds up under dependent arising, but the minute you try and think, well, where is the person in there? There's got to be somebody in there. It's something there, you know, and you look for it. You're never going to find anything there that comes up as the person, okay? As, you know, if you search among all those, you know, you know, constantly transforming, you know, parts that are in process, right? Dependently arisen process, then you're never going to come up with that. That's the person, you know. You can, if it does, then show me, you know, show me that person amongst all that. Then where is that person? If you just leave it as, you know, well, you know, we can, based upon, you know, it's, you know, basis of invitation, the body and mind and all the aggregates, or however you want to put it, and that is the person, then it, a dependent arising, you know, if we just talk it about it in terms of dependently designated like that, then it's a person, you know. But the minute we start, you know, trying to look for something there, then it's, you know, it's hard to find. It's just like light. I keep on getting translocation. I keep on giving this example of an electric light, you know. I mean, the light is undergoing a constant process of transformation, and it's never staying the same from one moment to the next, but it operates, and there's continuity. Okay, this is what Geshe-la is saying, is that there's continuity from one moment to the next. There's a sense of continuity, and so then we can read a book, you know, even though the light's changing constantly, we can read a book, you know, even though it's undergoing transformation, you know, a constant process of transformation.
Even though,
and you, you know, you put on an electric burner, and then it heats up, and it's constantly in a state of change, but we can still put, you know, a pot of water on there and boil some water for tea, make tea, and so forth, and it has some kind of continuity. Okay, continuity.
No, the end of the matter was it was. I wonder, do you say that you do in the Ravi or Marwa, and then don't have Kanga Chibarwa? Chasheta, you mean, was it so? Yan Leganichi Yora. Chiche, Chavache, then gets it may in a cigarette chewing and then was you like wet tongue was it was. She knew the carriers as a chick and the chicks in your Marwa. Mam was a danger then the Queen Yora.
No, no,
so could you mother was it
was.
She knew the village tongue when the carriers in the Rayomar. Yan Leganichi Yora. Some tangora.
No. So then you have to think over that, you know, that if we, the idea of it being illusion-like, it really looks like there's something there, okay, to us. It really, you know, we really feel, oh, there's something there, okay? But if you look for it, you're not going to find anything there. There's a continuity, there's a constant process of change. I guess we could call continuity a process, right? And then the constant change. And there's some kind of a dependent arising there, but it appears to us in a way that it's not actually there. You know, it appears like there's something there, but the more, you know, every time it appears like that, you have to just look and see, is there something there? And you can't find anything there, you know. So this is what you have to consider. Craig, yeah.
Could we use the word inherent karma then? Is that a way of describing this? Can you, or is that the not logical way of looking at
it? Inherent karma?
Yes, when we're talking about this inherent duration or inherent, or time as being permanent, karma is a permanent force, right? Isn't it looked at as a permanent force? Even though it's changing, it has an impermanence to it.
Well,
sort of like we were at this discussion with time and duration, isn't it sort of?
I mean, this constant process of change, can we call that? Can we call that somehow inherent or something?
Yes.
I don't know. Inherent is this word. Things are just naturally that way. Maybe you're thinking of inherent in a different way, right?
Yeah.
You think of inherent. How is your meaning of inherent? It just that's the way things are.
Yes.
Yeah. Than it did, because it did.
Because
that's a dapa gyurgi gyurgi degi yorwa. Than it did Korwe Rangshin Dende Rebe, Dende Lab Tugi Rebe, Korwe Rangshin Re, Ser Chogi Rebe,
Ore, Ungobo Rangshin Reba,
Ungobo Rangshin,
Gudan Kengi, Cheva Sosa, Kun Yuda Yora,
No,
Ungobo Tamjeli,
No,
Korwe Ne, Ne, and the Luin and the Longjuin and the Kansai and the Sangma, Longjay said the Longjuba of the Kanga, Gudan Kengi Yasogu Yora, Gudan Kengi Tanda 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 Diago Yora, Gudan Kengi Menko de Rochima, Shudura.
No, you can call that. That's just the nature of things. You know that they're anything that's brought about on based upon causes and conditions is just naturally, going to, as long as there are causes and conditions there to continue it, it's going to stay, and then gradually it disintegrates, and that's just we just sort of say that that's the way things are. That's the nature of things. You can talk about it in that way.
So that's looked at as impermanent.
Impermanence is the nature of all of
because
all.
We look at time,
what do you say? Composed. If you're thinking of karma is karma in the sense of causality. Just that things are caused phenomena means that they are then by nature impermanent. Because they are caused, right? Because they are caused phenomena. I don't know if we have time, Karen. Maybe Karen, we just don't have the time today. But because it's 3:20, and Geshe-la's niece has got to go, so we've got kind of a time crunch here. So anyway, I think we have to say our dedication here. Frank, you're not familiar, right? On those two bottom verses we say now. I dedicate all this virtue to emulate the knowledge of the hero Manjushri and likewise Samantabhadra as well. With whatever dedication is praised as supreme by all the conquerors who traverse the three times, I also dedicate all my roots of virtue for the sake of auspicious deeds. So Geshe-la has to leave on Tuesday. His niece is leaving this afternoon. So he's sending his good luck to you all.
Wait, one.
Oh. Freeze it, right? Freeze that moment.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's not impermanent, it's permanent. Yeah.
The only thing that stops time.
Yeah, a picture.